The following is a paid program. The content has been provided by Glazer and Associates. WFTL, its staff, management, and ownership are not responsible for the content. Some of the opinions and endorsements provided herein were in exchange for compensation from Glazer and Associates.
Good morning on this Father's Day. Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs. We're here each Sunday at 11 on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis, and I'm here again today with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Sachs PA. That's a law firm specializing in community association law and having offices in Fort Lauderdale, satellite offices in Orlando and Tallahassee. And we're here each week to answer all your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from one minute to the next. We would love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your condo and HOA questions, no matter where you are in the state. So give us a call right here in the studio, 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the email the show tab.
All right. Good morning, everybody. If you're a fan of the show and like to read our blogs and our newsletters, just make sure to go to our website at condocrazeandhoas.com. Join our email list, because by joining each week, you're going to get announcements about the show, our blog, our free seminars, our newsletters, updates on the law, and a whole lot more. As a matter of fact, tomorrow's blog topic at hoa-condoblog.com. Again, hoa-condoblog.com. We do this every Monday. Should reserves be mandatory?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and I think it should be.
Yeah,
right.
Why?
See tomorrow. Because your buildings are getting older, and you'll see in tomorrow's blog, we take the position that you either start saving money
now, safer,
or you're going to get potentially foreclosed on later.
Correct.
But, of course, I first want to start today by wishing all the fathers out there who are listening a very happy and healthy Father's Day. I certainly look forward to being with my family later today and celebrating, and I hope everybody who's listening gets to do the same. Hey, Karen, remember last year?
Yes.
We opened up the lines to everybody who, if you didn't have a condo or HOA question, call in. Tell us about your dad. Tell us about the great things that he did in his lifetime, and why you want to wish him a happy Father's Day. And we heard some great stories about war veterans.
Tearjerkers.
True Heroes. Really tearjerkers. It was a great show last year. So I'd love to open up the phone lines to do the same thing. Tell us about why your dad is so deserving of a happy Father's Day. We'd certainly love to hear it.
And even if he doesn't live in a condo or HOA.
Right.
Over the last 2 weeks, we spoke about snakes and alligators being a danger to your community and how one community failed to warn owners about the dangers that can be caused by wild animals. Another community took steps to warn their residents about keeping an eye out for alligators. It's
right, crazy,
mating
yeah.
season, yes.
Right? Back-to-back weeks, you know, with wild animals being the topic. Pretty crazy. But then we actually expanded our conversation. We started to talk about sharks. And by sharks, I mean we're talking about attorneys who are now board certified, right? In condo and plan development
law
by the Florida Bar. Right, I'm a shark. Exactly. So thank you to so many, Karen. So many people wrote in to listen to the show, emails to me last week, not only congratulating me on the certification, but I even received so many emails from fans of the show wishing me congratulations on Brandon's bar mitzvah. So
it's a big deal.
I can't tell you how awesome that really was to get emails from so many of you, and how very much appreciated it was. Really, really great to see. But we never really had the opportunity to finish our discussion about so many of the new laws, which go into effect, by the way, July 1st. What are we talking about? A few days away at this point.
Oh, my
right?
God.
What's today, like the 17th?
Yep.
So we're talking about 2 weeks, all these new laws go into effect. And one is a very, very hot, controversial topic, and it has to do with emails. So the law for HOAs finally caught up with condominiums, and now it says quite clearly, members of the board may use email as a means of communication, but you cannot cast a vote on an association matter via email. So this is how silly this statute is. Now think about this. You know, the law is pretty clear. If you get a quorum of board members, right, you get them together, you put them in the room, right, you get a quorum of members and they're sitting around and they're talking about board business, right?
Mm-hmm.
We call that under the law a meeting.
Right. Even if it's in the pool?
Right. Even if it's around the pool, right, if you're getting together a quorum of the board and they're discussing board business, right, it's a meeting. And because it's a meeting, it needs to be properly noticed, right? And the unit owners have a right to attend that meeting. But now you have this new law that says board members can communicate by email, right? But they can make decisions by email. So take the same set of circumstances. You now got the same quorum of directors. You sit them next to each other in the same room, and you say, don't talk to each other, but you can email each other all day long, right? That's now not a meeting. even though they're sitting next to each other, texting each other or emailing each other, right, about board business all day long?
Is it
because
like
they're not speaking, but they're texting or they're emailing?
But is that, it like a group email or is it like an individual email? You know what
email,
I'm saying?
As long as it's by email. It's not
a meeting.
A meeting, right.
Okay.
So they could be sitting
ridiculous.
Together in the same room, right?
I mean, if they talk, it's a meeting.
If they email, it's not a meeting.
Exactly. It's communication.
Yes. It kind of sound ridiculous?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's only because it is ridiculous, right? But, you know, more thoughts on email, and we get these questions. It's really, really a hot topic we get addressed all the time at our seminars because everybody wants to know whether or not they're breaking the law by communicating by email. So, you know, the problem is that now that the statute allows this, can unit owners get access to all these emails that have been going back and forth? Are these considered official records where a unit owner can walk in, fill out a form, and say, hey, I want to get copies of these emails that all these directors are sending back and forth to and from each other? And here's the law on that. They are not considered official records of the association. So unit owners can't even see these emails unless they wind up on an association email account.
There you go.
Or on the manager's account. Then they become official records. But if the emails themselves are only between the personal email accounts of directors, all day long they can sit there.
Did Hillary write this law?
Right. Exactly, right? And you can never get to see, you know, these emails if as an official record of the association. When you think about how the law is supposed to work, right, the statute's supposed to give unit owners, you know, wide, broad access
right.
to all the association records, which show how the association's working. And, you know, you would think that these emails where directors are taking positions on so many issues, that's exactly what the owners are entitled to see, right? What goes into the thought process of their directors. But the law here on this issue, it's gone the other way.
So you need to write a law that says if you're going to email the people on the board, you have to do it on the association email account.
Yes.
And then bottom line is emails between directors can never be seen if it's on a private account, but if it's on the association account, everyone can see it.
Yeah, I mean, it has to be made official records. If not, they get to communicate in secret, and that's certainly not the intent of the statute here. You know, no two ways about it. That's not the intent.
Right.
So, you know, the bottom line here, emails cannot be seen by anyone as an official record, but it would be a mistake if you're a director and think that the emails by and between each other can never in no way be seen
right.
by anybody else, that every time you press send, you know, don't worry, no one will ever see this. And again, that would be a big mistake, because just because these emails aren't official records doesn't mean they can't be subpoenaed in
Correct.
A court case. I can certainly, as an attorney, subpoena those email records, and if they're relevant, they're coming in. So board members, be careful.
But if you bleach bit it
and
use
hammers,
a hammer,
right.
you're okay.
You get to destroy the first 33,000. After that, you got to give them up. Right, exactly. But, yeah, be careful before you hit that send button, because, you know, understand that it is possible. While they're not official records, why somebody can't come in and fill out a form and says, I want to see the emails by and between directors. Okay, people can't do that.
Well, the other thing is, Eric, how do you even know that there are emails?
Right, exactly.
How do you even know that's going on?
I can technically subpoena the from Comcast. I can subpoena from, you know, whoever your provider is and try to get access to your emails. And, yes, emails are turned over all the time.
Well, you don't know that they've been emailing until all of a sudden they're voting on something that you don't nothing about.
Yeah, unless someone brings it to your attention that there are these emails out there, or you wind up with one email and then you can say to a court, listen, I know there's more.
Right.
Let me subpoena it, you know, and uphold my subpoena. So just keep in mind that while these are not official records, yes, you're not required, for example, to take your emails and make copies of them and put them in the official records of the association. It doesn't mean that an attorney can't serve you with a subpoena one day saying, hey, I want copies of your emails from the beginning of time till now on this particular topic.
Right.
And that happens. It can happen. And that's perfectly legal. So, again, before you hit send, before you make that nasty comment about somebody on your board or somebody in the community, think about it. Think about that email may be held by a bunch of jurors one day, or by a judge. So be pretty careful. Let's do this. Let's take our first break of the hour. Taking your calls on anything condo or HOA related. And, of course, we'd also like to hear You wish your father a happy Father's Day if that's what you'd like to do. Taking your calls at 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Someday, you will need insurance, and for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach, speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
Is your home or condo looking old, worn out, and in need of a fresh look? Then you need PD Painting to paint your property and make it look like new again. PD Painting will first properly prepare your home and condo and then use only the highest quality paint products. After many years in the painting industry, PD Painting has achieved a reputation for always delivering a reliable and professional finish. PD Painting is fully licensed and insured and offers a 7 to 10 year warranty. Their technicians are expert craftsmen. Let PD Painting handle all the details and then sit back and watch them restore your property and bring back that brand new look and feel. Need a service call? PD Painting will be there on the spot. Need financing? PD Painting can offer that too. Call PD Painting at 888-416-3204. Again, that's 888-416-3204. Go to the website pdpaintinginc.com. Need painting done in your home and community? Contact the experts at PD Painting.
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on this Father's Day. Karen Curtis with attorney and dad, Eric Glazer, from Glazer & Sachs PA, specializing in community association law. You can call him right here in the studio, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. You can call with a story about your dad or a question about a condo or HOA situation. And if you have a product or service that our Condo Craze and HOAs listeners can use, why not become a sponsor of our Condo Craze and HOAs radio show? You can have a commercial during the show, have a display table at all of our live events that we do throughout the state, get to meet hundreds of condo and HOA board members, and your company's logo will be on the website, also posted on the Condo Craze emails and the email blast that we send out every week, as well as in our newsletters that we send out to tens of thousands of community associations around the state. To find out more, just visit the show's website at Condo Craze and HOAs, all spelled out, no dashes or anything, .com, Condo Craze and HOAs.com.
All right, I got a quick story about my dad, one that just will stay with me forever. You know, Karen, believe it or not, when I graduated high school, the thought of another 7 years of school ahead of me was just no way it was going to happen. I did not want to go to school for another 7 years. So I said to my dad, hey, I want to go to work. So at 16 years old, I said, I want to go work on Wall Street. So dad didn't fight with me.
I remember that.
Yeah, basically said to me, okay, but you can't look like a bum.
Right.
So took me to the store, and I remember in one day he bought me three suits, three shirts, three ties, couple pair of shoes. I'll never forget it. I was 16, a London Fog raincoat.
Oh, my gosh.
And a London Fog overcoat. And he spent like $3,000 in one day on me. And he didn't have it. Believe me when I tell you, he did not have it. But the man spent $3,000 on me in one day on clothes. I'll never forget it. And, okay, now you don't look like a bum. Get to work.
I think that is so wonderful.
And it's just one of the greatest days of my life, you know, that my dad stood behind me and said, okay, you want to go work? Go work. So at 16, actually, I was going on interviews. It seems like another lifetime ago, but I was going on interviews on Wall Street from one firm to the next, all the major brokerage houses, and wound up at 16 with a job on Wall Street.
Oh, my God.
Wearing my dad's clothes. So
do you still have those suits?
No, I can't fit into those anymore. Absolutely not.
Just kidding. So do you prefer doing what you're doing now or over that?
You know, but I have no problem admitting that when I graduated high school, the thought of another 7 years of school
was very daunting.
Scared the hell out of me. There was just, I couldn't even possibly imagine it. But then went back to work on Wall Street. And I will tell you that every morning I was riding the trains back and forth to Manhattan, and you're looking at the people on the train, and you're saying, my God, look at what these people are doing for 50 years.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, I think I'm going back to school.
I'm going to Florida.
This is just a tough, tough life.
Actually, you became an attorney, and you were an attorney up there, and you went, like, door to door with a gun.
Didn't become an attorney yet. Didn't begin that. No, I was actually with it. I worked my way through the DA's office while in college.
Okay.
Yeah, wasn't an attorney yet. Could have been an attorney up there by going to Brooklyn Law School. Got accepted up there. But said, you know what? If I go to Brooklyn Law School, I'll probably never move to Florida.
That's right. You went to Miami.
So went to Miami.
Which is more prestigious anyway.
Exactly. How about we take our first call of the day? Tony in Fort Lauderdale.
Hey, Tony. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Eric. Good morning. And happy Father's Day to you. Thank you for taking the call.
Same to you if you're celebrating.
Eric, I have a question. I got one of your legal beats.
Yes.
And it's dated spring 2018.
Yes.
And you had mentioned that 718.112, and it's actually the letter P as in Peter, the conflict of interest statute has been repealed.
Yes.
But my question is, I couldn't find where it has been repealed, and there's a conflict between that statute and 718.3027.
Okay, I'll take a look at 3027.
Can you explain that somehow?
Yeah, and we went over this kind of last week. Okay, so long story short, and I'll try to sum it up quick. Long story short was that it was always the law that, let's say, the association wanted to do business with a board member who has a financial interest in a company. Right. Let's say you want to paint the building and the board member owns the painting company and the president says, hey, why look further? I'm the guy. I can do it. We'll use my company. I'm licensed. I'm insured. I'm in the business for 30 years. I'm going to give you a warranty. I'm going to supervise the project myself. I'm going to give you a great price. I'm your guy. Stop going any further. So the question was, can the board always enter into such a contract? And the answer was always yes, if certain hoops were jumped through. One of the hoops was that relationship would have to be disclosed to everybody in the community in meeting. Two, the other two-thirds of the board members would have to vote in favor of that contract. And three, the relationship would have to be disclosed at a unit owner meeting, and the unit owners would have the right to cancel that contract. So that was always the law, that you can absolutely hire that president's company. A year and a half ago, if you recall, the Dade County grand jury report comes out. And it was a scathing report, and it basically said, unfortunately, that people only get on the board because they want to feed business to companies that they own. I mean, it was terrible. It was a really rotten thing to say, but again, if you put on witnesses at the grand jury level that only get to hear these stories, well, that's what these grand jurors thought. So the grand jury issues an absolutely scathing report against board members. You know, it had to do with Dade County, but it was certainly a negative impact on every board member throughout the state. So in response to that terrible grand jury report, the Florida legislature said, well, we need to act. And how did they act? They passed a law that said, okay, from now on, even if you jump through all those hoops, even if you disclose the relationship, even if two-thirds of the other directors vote in favor of it, no way, can't do it. The board cannot enter into a contract with a company owned by a director. That lasted 1 year, Tony, 1 year. Okay, and that's still the law for another 2 weeks. as of July 1st, it goes back to the old law.
Oh, okay. It has been definitely been repealed because I tried looking and I didn't find where it was.
Tomorrow, I'd be glad to email it to you, show you what the change of the law is, okay?
Oh, but you're very kind.
You got it. Okay, and you enjoy the day, Tony.
Thank you.
Okay.
You have the same. Bye-bye.
Thank you. How about we go to Mo in Fort Lauderdale? How are you, Mo?
Yeah, good morning.
How are you? What's going on?
Fine. What happens if the association does not have five people to serve on the board? They only have three.
Okay, what do your documents call for?
Minimum five.
Ooh. Okay, and only three are willing to volunteer? Well, you can't...
Only three volunteers.
No. Yeah, well, you know, you can't force people to serve, right? That's a topic for a whole other show. So you're going to do what you got to do with three people. I mean, there's no alternative. So,
okay.
You know, you have a quorum, so you're able to operate. The question is, you better have all three show up at the meetings going forward. Now, if
okay.
So what you can also do and what I would suggest is, because it's so impossible to get more than three, how many units are in your association?
72.
And do you know how many people you need to actually change your bylaws? You know what kind of a vote you need? Well, bylaws are like two-thirds.
I think we need two-thirds, right?
Okay, right. So you'd need two-thirds of 72, which was like, what, 48, right? So, right. So you get 48 people to amend your documents now going forward to reduce the number of directors from 5 to 3. Right? Then you're good. I would certainly recommend doing that. I mean, if you can't get volunteers, if you can't get 5 in a 72-unit building, amend your documents. Then if you have a 3-member board going forward, as long as 2 show up at a meeting, you're good. Okay? But right now, because your documents require a 5-member board, a quorum would be 3. So you would need all of you to show up at your meetings going forward. Okay, so that's a big reason why it would pay for you to at least give it a shot to try to amend your documents to reduce the number of board members. And the reason is why? Because you'd always have a quorum. Okay? Mo, you there? Larry, Curly, anybody? No?
He's gone.
Okay,
we have
Mo is gone. We lost the call. All right, anybody else? We got any other calls?
Uh-huh.
Who do we got?
Who is this? Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Happy Father's Day.
Oh, my God. My wife and kids, what do they want?
They want to wish you happy Father's Day.
That's awesome.
We wanted to wish you a happy Father's Day, and we love you.
Oh, thank you. Love you guys, too.
Love you.
Okay, thank you so much. That really made my morning. Thank you very, very much. Awesome. That was very cute. Very cute. All right. Let's do this. Let's take our bottom of the hour break. Taking your calls, everybody, at 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Get it done. Good news. There's no need to worry, because the expert team at Easy Apps and its website division of Graphics Plus are ready to assess your needs and build a state-compliant site for your association. Board members, this is the right time to take advantage of digital technology and reduce your workload. You'll be able to increase awareness of community events in real time, save money on printing and mailing of newsletters and other documents, collect monthly dues from members of the community right from their phone, communicate with your management company, post notices and other documents, and so much more. And now, for a limited time, Easy Apps and its web design division is offering a discounted price when you order a website and app package, so you can be compliant by the July 2018 deadline. They'll take care of everything and complete the work in time and within budget. Get ready before the rush. Schedule an appointment today at 954-829-2273. That's 954-829-2273. Or visit graphics-plus.biz.
Tired of the lousy quality and customer service from your current internet and telephone provider? Are your monthly bills continuing to go up while the level of service you receive goes down? There is a choice. Based in South Florida, OpticalTel is a fully integrated telecable company utilizing advanced fiber optic technology to deliver video, internet, and telephone service to condominiums and homeowners associations throughout Florida, all at a great price. OpticalTel has defined itself as a leader within the MDU marketplace, providing fiber optics in your home or unit. Optical Tel covers the entire gamut of video, internet, and telecommunication deployment within the condominium and HOA marketplace. Call us before you sign that long-term bulk contract. Optical Tel is the clear choice for video, internet, and phone from beginning to end. Call 1-800-30-FIBER. That's 1-800-30-FIBER. 1-800-30-FIBER. Or visit us at OpticalTel.com.
Never wait for that first drop of water to leak from your ceiling before you decide to check your roof. Once damage sets in, repairs become more expensive. Invest in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing and protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with our annual service agreements that prevent leaks, provide emergency service, and increase the life expectancy of your roof. We give you a realistic budget, so there are no unwelcome surprises. Our roof service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Visit our website at bestroofing.net.
Back to the second half hour of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Karen Curtis with attorney and father, Eric Glazer. Happy Father's Day to all, especially to you, Eric. And we just heard from your wife and kids. It was so cute. Mm-hmm. If you would like to give us a call here in the studio, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We're talking everything condo and HOA oriented. Or if you have a story about your dad and you'd like to share it with us, we would love to hear it. 877-850-8585 or email Eric to CondoCraze and HOA.
Yeah, the emails are coming in. And by the way, just reminding everybody, believe it or not, the election season is going to be back before you know it. As a matter of fact, some of my clients are actually having elections during the summer because that's what their documents require. So kind of strange, but yeah, the bottom line is you have to have your election when your documents say you have to. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times boards get in trouble for not doing that. So make sure you're doing it when your documents require you to do it.
So,
and of course, yeah, go right.
What's the difference between documents and bylaws?
Well, documents, when we say documents, your documents typically compose several documents, meaning your declaration of condominium, your articles of incorporation, your bylaws, your rules and regulations.
Oh, so the bylaws are part of the
documents. The bylaws are part of the documents. They're just one document. Your bylaws basically talks about how you go about running it as a corporation. It tells you what the name of the corporation is, what the corporate address is, how big your board is going to be, what month of the year your elections are going to be, how many officers you're supposed to have, what their titles are going to be, what their job functions are. It tells you how you operate basically as a business. That's your bylaws.
So that guy that called earlier about there's only three and there's supposed to be five, that's in the bylaws,
that's in the
docs.
Exactly. Okay. Correct. That's part of the bylaws. That's where you'll find that. Exactly, Karen. Good job. And, of course, to become a board member, Florida law changed a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. Now you got to get certified one way or the other. And, of course, the best way to do it, take our class that we've now certified. Karen, you know it's probably about 15,000 people
amazing.
At this point now all over the state. We really enjoy doing it. It's, of course, the Condo Craze board certification class. You also attend and you get legal update credits as well if you're a manager. And our schedule is out. Man, is October busy. It's scary to look at this the schedule. I'm going to start it off, Karen.
I will. October 2nd, Eric will be at 8:30 a.m. at the Palm Beach Convention Center with the L&O Condo and HOA Expo. He'll be teaching his course there.
The next day, we go from Palm Beach to Orlando somehow at 8:30 in the morning at the Orlando Convention Center.
And October 4th, the next day at 8:30, the Broward Convention Center. You should have flip those around.
Right. You would think it would have been better to do Broward than Palm Beach than Orlando and work our way up. But why do it the easy way where there's a perfectly hard way of doing things, right?
Exactly.
And then October 4th, like you said, Broward. October 9th, James Knight Center at the L&L Condo and HOA Expo in Miami.
Mm-hmm. And October 10th, the Bradenton Convention Center over there in Manatee County.
And October 26th at the Tampa Convention Center at the L&L Condo and HOA Expo as well. And believe it or not, we're trying to fit in another one, Karen,
good.
On October 24th in where our new office is, Tallahassee.
Tallahassee, which would be great. Right. Maybe some lawmakers will join
you. Exactly. We're going to invite them all.
Because they need to know what's going on. Understand. And you may think 15,000 Floridians, that's a lot. No, there's like half the state lives in a condo or an HOA.
Exactly.
And not only just board members, everybody can come, even unit owners. Eric teaches so many different topics at the seminar, including the importance of the from time to time language, official records, the different types of documents that govern your community, as we were just talking about, service and emotional support animals, collections, manager responsibilities, all of the new laws that were passed this year, and a lot more. He has food. It's delicious. It's free. Everyone walks out with a beautiful frameable certificate, free, and certainly a little wiser, free. It's awesome.
But, yeah, if I told you how many people have registered already for October, it's wild.
I wouldn't doubt it.
To register everybody, just go to CondoCrazeAndHOAs.com. Again, CondoCrazeAndHOAs.com. Who we got on the phones?
Yeah, who is that?
Is it Donata from Miami?
Oh, might be another Happy Father's Day. Go ahead. Hello.
Caller still there?
Yeah. You're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
There you go.
Yes. Good morning.
Hello?
Is this Donata?
Yeah. Hi, Eric. How are you?
Good morning. How are
Happy
you?
Happy Father's Day.
Thank you so much. How can we help?
Okay, Eric, my question to you is the following. It's a dream for the board that you take them to court. Because as soon as you take them to court, it kicks in the insurance. In fact, in my board, as soon as they suspected that I might take them to court, they messed with the insurance. They did that in the last time also. How do you jump this
Well, there's no two
loophole.
Ways about it that. And let's talk about that. There's no two ways about it that a board has an advantage over a unit owner in one very significant way. And that is exactly what Donata brings out, is when a board gets sued, the board passes that on to their insurance company, picks up the phone and says, hey, we got sued today. And the insurance company says, well, send over a copy of the lawsuit. We'll assign an attorney to represent you guys. And, you know, should there be a judgment, we'll probably pick it up. Unless the board is found to have acted intentionally. They wanted to cause harm, and in that type of situation, the insurance company may say, nope, we're going to deny coverage. But Donata is right that a unit owner, when litigating against an association, is at a tremendous disadvantage. Why? The unit owner has to pay the attorney's fees. The association does not have to pay the attorney's fees because they pass it on to their insurance counsel. Now, what was supposed to even the playing field somewhat. What was supposed to even the playing field, and it actually says this in the statute, is, okay, we're going to take a lot of these cases out of the court system, and we're going to create this arbitration program where the theory is that we're going to speed these cases up. We're not going to put them in front of judges. We're going to put them in front of arbitrators in Tallahassee. We're not going to allow any discovery. We're not going to allow, like, interrogatories. We're not going to allow depositions. And things are going to move really, really fast, and it's going to be a lot cheaper to go to arbitration than it is to go to a courtroom.
But that's not binding?
It's not binding because you have the option, if you lose, to ask for what's called a trial de novo in court. So what has actually happened? The arbitration program has really become a nightmare. Cases drag on forever. The arbitrators force the litigants to fight, and then what happens? They refer it to a mediator, and if the case doesn't get settled at mediation, now the case gets thrown out, and you're forced to go to court, basically, because the parties won't agree to go back to the mediator, typically, so now it goes to court. So everything you've done in arbitration, all the time, money, and effort you spent in arbitration, is a disaster, thrown out, complete waste of time. But it gets worse.
Oh, gosh.
It gets worse, and we want to actually address this at the legislative level as well. The arbitrators who handle these cases, unfortunately, are awarding attorney's fees amounts that were the prevailing rates 20 years ago. So what do I mean by that? Let's say you have attorneys who are representing unit owners in these arbitration proceedings, and the bill comes, and they're getting charged, let's say the typical standard rate in South Florida is $3 to $3.50 an hour, let's just say, for attorneys, okay, to handle these types of cases. Arbitrators are saying, no, that's too much money. So we're going to award you $200 an hour. So even where the associate, where the unit owner wins, they've beaten the association in an arbitration proceeding. They're not even getting half their attorney's fees back in the average attorney's fee award. So from A to Z, I can tell you it's the arbitration system has been somewhat of a disaster in terms of the intent of it was to level the playing field between unit owners and associations, and at least in this attorney's opinion, it hasn't even come close. Okay, not even close. So, Donata, I agree with you. Something needs to be done, right? But really good phone call, and hopefully we'll try to change that on the legislative level. All right, really quick, let's take an email that we got during our break, and it came in from Kathy. Kathy is in Winston Park by St. Petersburg. Okay, so this pretty far away. Our board recently installed surveillance cameras without taking the required vote of the membership. When questioned, they stated it only required a board vote.
Mm-mm.
Our docs in the Florida Statute 718.113, that's the statute that I recently amended on material alterations, right? That
that's
states
right.
a 75% approval from the membership is required, basically who has the right answer. And a great question because it's really confusing if you look at the arbitration cases. So believe it or not, yes, if you want to put a security gate around the condo, right? The board has a meeting, and the board decides crime is rampant here in this community. We want to do something about it. So we actually want to put a gate around the entire community. You would think that's certainly a material alteration requiring a unit owner vote, right?
Yes.
And you would be wrong.
Yep.
Arbitration cases have held that if you want to put a gate around the community, because of security reasons, not a material alteration, it's allowed by a vote simply of the board. All right, so now we move on to, okay, well, obviously, if a gate is not a material alteration, then obviously we can allow the installation of security cameras without a vote of the board, right? And you would be, without a vote of the unit owners, and you would be wrong. When it comes to security cameras, however, the arbitrators have held, no, that is a material alteration, and before you install security cameras in your community, it's a material alteration, and you therefore need a vote of the community members, typically 75%. And remember, because of that statute that I drafted, it's pretty clear now, you better take that vote before the material alterations are made correct. So a really good question, and it's surprising how the arbitrators treat it, but you know, another example of perhaps why arbitration has not become a great way to resolve disputes at this juncture.
So when I have two questions, when the say the decision was made and then the condo has to pay the attorney's fees, does the insurance pay their attorneys their full amount, or do they get like the $200 an hour from?
Very good. Works the same way.
Okay.
Typically works the same way. Yeah, and I'll be honest and tell you, we've had that situation happen both ways recently.
Huh.
And but. It's very unfortunate when it happens to the unit owner. You know, the unit owner can incur, you know, $15,000.
The attorney doesn't care, right? He's still going to charge his fees.
Attorney's going to get paid either way, in all candor, exactly. But it's very unfortunate when a unit owner is forced to litigate and they have to fight and fight and fight.
The onus is all on them.
They have to pay their attorney, $10,000, $15,000, and the arbitrator says, no, I'm only giving you back three or four.
Oh, jeez.
Really? So was it worth it
and
for them
win.
To take on this whole thing? And they won.
Yeah.
Right.
It's not right.
So the arbitrators are unfortunately really, really, really behind the times when it comes to this. But we got to take our final break of the hour. Taking your calls, everybody, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Is your condominium starting to crumble? Are your balconies breaking down? Are pieces of concrete and stucco flying off your building, making the building look ugly and putting your residents at risk? Are you in need of your 40-year certification for your building? If so, you need Carousel Development and Restoration right away. Carousel is a concrete restoration company specializing in high-rise condominiums throughout South Florida. Whether you need balcony repairs, garage decks, full deck replacement, rail fabrication and installation, impact windows and doors, or paint
painting and waterproofing, Carousel has you covered. After all, we're South Florida's largest locally owned structural restoration contractor and have been located in Delray since 1979. We know how tough it is to start projects in your condo. Where do you begin? You begin by calling the licensed and insured experts at Carousel Restoration for a free estimate. 561-272-3700. That's 561-272-3700.
Or visit the website cdri.net.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest seal coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.net.
Need an insurance evaluation, audit, or quotation for your condo association or homeowners association? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz. We insure over 800 associations, and we are the clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989. We write insurance on billions of dollars of property values. We are an independent insurance agency representing insurance companies which specialize in condo and HOA insurance. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your insurance program, call now 954-640-6225 and ask for Greg Waltz. 954-640-6225, Mack, Mack & Waltz Insurance Group. Let us protect your association.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. AffinityManagementServices.com.
Welcome back to the final segment of Condo Craze and HOAs here on AVP WFTL. Karen Curtis with attorney and daddy Eric Glazer from Glazer & Sachs PA. He specializes in community association law. The number to call, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We were talking about the material alterations applying to the security cameras but not to a gate around the community. Yeah. But if you as a resident want to change that gate on your property, you have to have permission from the board to change it.
You certainly couldn't do it without the board allowing you to do it. Unit owners can't change any portions of the common elements by themselves. Yes. And by the way, when we come back from a break, we can even say Eric is board certified now, remember?
That's right. Eric is board certified. Yeah, he's like one of a handful of attorneys who is board certified in condo and HOA law, which is a brand new thing, and it's fantastic. Congratulations.
Yeah, right. Glad the Florida Bar did that. But I want to read an email from a listener to the show who always writes in, always has something to contribute, and that's Fred. Thanks for writing in, Fred. And Fred was listening when he heard that our topic tomorrow for the blog is going to be reserves. So Fred writes in and says, Counselor, I'm from the West. I've had many condos and townhouses. We always had reserves. Once at Atlanta, where I served on the board, we were criticized for having too many $100,000 denomination CDs in our reserve account. Imagine being criticized for having too much money in reserves. When I relocated to South Florida, all these absentee owners from the Northeast don't want to fund a reserve account. They like special assessments. Mm. When the condo association votes, there's one vote, mine, in favor of reserves, and all the rest opposed. I know the argument. When you sell, you leave money on the table in the form of a percentage of the reserve fund. But not in all instances does every unit owner have $35,000 lying around to fund an unanticipated special assessment. And, Fred, you hit the nail on your head, and this is exactly what my blog is about tomorrow. By not having reserve accounts, you're simply pushing off into the future what is the inevitable. Now, South Florida, a lot of the condos were built, you know, around the 35-year-old mark now, the 40-year-old mark, the 45-year-old mark. And you know what happens, Karen, about this age right now?
What?
Everything starts to go at once, right?
Yes, I know.
Just like our bodies, right?
Same, so if you're in the middle of selling and a special assessment comes in, who pays it, the new buyer or you?
Depends upon what you've arranged in your contract, okay? But the bottom line is think about where we're at in Florida right now. A lot of our buildings are at least 35 years old now. Think about it. Even if they're built in the 80s. Right? They're now 35 years old, you know, and getting older.
It's not like in Europe when they built them back in the 1400s and they're still standing.
Right, right. The standards were a little different back then, too. These buildings are not made of stone, right?
No, no.
So at once, all at once, you're going to have situations in many condos where the roof has to be replaced, the electrical system, the structural components like concrete restoration, all the plumbing, paving of the common areas, and suppose even two of these hit in the same year.
Oh, you're doomed.
Right? And you have no reserve account. Now, what kind of money are we talking about? So now, okay, but we'll be smart. We'll borrow money, right? We'll take out a loan. Let's say 2 years into that loan, another thing pops up, right? So what actually you're doing, you're going to keep taking out loans if you can get them. And just keep raising the amount of money that burdens your unit for the next 10 years? And how easy do you think it's going to be to sell your unit if you have a loan amount that it's going to keep following the unit for another decade or so?
And as more of those units go empty and people don't pay, it's all on you.
And if you have a board that doesn't want to take out loans, right? They don't have to take out a loan.
Oh.
So if the board now says, nope, I'm not burdening this building for the next, decade with loans, I'm passing a special assessment. So now, just like Fred says, what's the amount of that special assessment? $35,000 instead of maybe contributing $50 a month, always. Now you're going to have an insane amount of a special assessment to pay for all these repairs. And this is where we're at now in Florida because our buildings are getting older. And to me, it is frightening. It's a potential crisis that's on the way. What do you do with somebody who's on a fixed income and all of a sudden they need $15,000, $20,000 to pay a special assessment? Can't happen. So now what happens? The association has to foreclose on them. So should we start foreclosing on people and kicking them out, because they're on a fixed income and can't pay their special assessments? So get ahead of this. If you're in a condo, believe me, get ahead of it. I know you don't want to raise the assessments for anybody, but I'm certainly proposing at a minimum, 10% of your budget. Put 10% of your budget into a reserve fund. So there's something that gets put away every year. And by not requiring it, it's like just kicking the can down the road.
But isn't
that
by the
significant problem?
The vote of the unit owners, though, isn't it?
Yeah, they keep voting it down. I'm suggesting, though, and I'd like to see the law changed, I really would, that you can't. You absolutely cannot waive the whole thing.
Okay.
You absolutely should be required at a minimum to put 10% of your budget into a reserve fund. Because if not, you're setting people up to fail. And when we fail here, we're talking about losing your home.
Yeah.
So do something to prevent people from actually harming themselves. How about we go to Greg in Jensen Beach? How are you, Greg?
I'm great. How are you doing, Eric?
Okay. How can we help?
I just wanted to make a couple quick suggestions. First, I want to thank you for your show.
Thank you.
Second, I started a discussion group for the owners in my building.
Great.
Google Groups discussion group. And I've told them all about your show, and I'm encouraging everybody to listen to it. Because of term limits, we're going to be getting a whole new bunch of people on our board next year, and I want them all to be prepared and know the law.
That's great. Hey, good for you, Greg. So I take it that are you running for the board? Are you going to try to get on there?
I'm considering it, yes.
Okay.
And I've already taken one of your classes.
Oh, you have. That's what I was going to ask you.
So,
right. Hey, Greg, so let me ask you this.
It for anybody who wants to do it.
That's what I was going to ask you. Now that you've actually taken a class, would you ever vote for a board member that decides, you know what, I'm not going to take a class, I'm simply going to sign a know-it-all affidavit?
No, I would not.
No, there's just too much to know. I think if a board member can't put in 2 hours a year, then they don't deserve to be there.
Board members, even those who have been on for many years, don't know all the laws that I've learned just from listening to your radio show and attending your class.
Yeah, and every class is different. I mean, you go to the one, oh, I've already been. No, if you go again, it's like you learn more.
Karen, I learn from the people that I'm teaching, believe
me. Right,
right. You know, they teach me practical ways of resolving issues in their community.
It's always changing. It's fluid.
But that's great. Tell us more quickly about that Google group that you created. How does that work?
You know, I invited people to join, and they just sent an email to a particular address, subscribed, and they were subscribed. They can post messages. As a matter of fact, one of the things we found out that we knew before anybody else in our little discussion group is that the property manager was leaving.
Right.
So it's a great place to share information like that. And, you know, because people who are hundreds of miles away up north.
Yes. I think I agree with you. I agree. And, you know, that raises another issue. You know, technology just keeps increasing and getting better. You know, board members are allowed to appear at board meetings by phoning in, right? Begs the question, you know, now with the ability to have telephone conference lines so easily, should every board be required to allow unit owners to simply call into a number so that they can hear the board meeting taking place? And that's something that probably would be very productive.
I agree with you on that. Live stream on Facebook.
Right. What's the? I mean, it's so simple to do that. What's the harm, right? But this is great. Hey, if you'd like to send us an invite so we can participate in your group, we'd love to.
Email the emails for the directors can now be private. But you know, a good way for the directors to discuss via email is to set up a Google Groups discussion list for themselves. And allow the owners to subscribe, but the owners are read-only.
See, you were doing good, but now you expect the directors to actually say, yeah, come on, unit owners, join our group. You'll never get that.
But I like that. How do I do that read-only for everybody?
Yeah, right. So, yeah, that's probably going to say, no, we don't want the unit owners part of our discussion group. You know, we're the ones that have been elected to make decisions. And if we were going to listen to everybody, we'd never get anything done. So becomes difficult. But I wish you luck and success on the group. Glad to see that you have a building of owners who are interested and want to get involved rather than just complain. And that brings us to the end of the show today, Karen.
Thank you. Yes. Happy Father's Day again.
Thank you so much. And again, I want to wish all of our listeners out there a happy and a healthy Father's Day. Enjoy the rest of the day with your families. And, of course, we'll speak to you again next Sunday at 11 a.m. here on 850 WFTL on Condo Craze and HOAs. Have a great week, everybody.
Thank you.
Problems with the drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA? Overwhelmed by the cost of replacement or repair? Call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463. Those old days of invasive repairs to your drain pipes and sewers are over. Thanks to trenchless pipelining and sewer repair by Pipelining Technologies, you don't have to worry about destroying walls, floors, sidewalks, or even landscaping. Pipelining Technologies can fix your drain pipes and sewers without interrupting the quality of life in your community and home. First, the technology
technicians video the source of the problem. Then the patented structural liner is inserted into your damaged pipes. The liner is then inflated to form a new pipe within the old one. And within hours, the job is finished. If drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA are failing due to cracks, corrosion, misalignment, tree roots, or they're just backed up, call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463.
And be sure to view their website and 10-year parts and labor warranty at PipeLT.com. That's PipeLT.com.
Condominium Concepts Management puts your condo's interests first. Condominium Concepts negotiates the best prices and demands the best service from all the association's vendors and providers. There are no kickbacks, no add-up charges, no double talk, and all the savings are passed on to the association. Condominium Concepts Management understands they're there to help, not take control of your association. The licensed professionals work as a team with your board of directors to come up with joint ideas to make your community a great place to live. At a time when every dollar counts, Condominium Concepts prides itself on having reasonable fees, same-day response time, educated personnel, and an eye for reducing expenses for every unit owner. Condominium Concepts can also aggressively collect from the association's delinquent owners. Call Condominium Management Concepts, 772-618-5370 for a free quote. That's 772-618-5370. Learn how Condominium Concepts is helping the communities throughout the Southeast. Visit their website, condominiumconcepts.com.
Someday, you will need insurance. And for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach, speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.